call themselves
Heroes Asylum.
You know, more.
Welcome, everybody, to Heroes Asylum issue. I have no idea.
Is it 156?
Why, maybe. I didn't check this time.
It might be 156. I'm not sure. We missed a week, so.
It's hey, okay. Just... Yeah, I was off. I took off last week, so we didn't do our final four animated months. But we might try to squeeze it in.
Maybe. Yeah. Those are not long, so it's.
All right. So let's go ahead and hop on these. So we're going to do video game movies. So you want to go ahead and knock it out of the park first?
Video game movies?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll go first. This came out in 2002 or 7. It might have been 90s. But I think I've talked about it before. Or it was a soundtrack. But I'm bringing it back. That's Resident Evil. Resident Evil films with Mila Jovovich. Not the other one that came out recently, which wasn't horrible. It was more true to the original game. But serious for what they were. Like, Alice was these... If you're fans of either, there is a white movies, but like they've always had good sound. I was ever bored at any of them. Other than that, I was always entertained with the Resident.
So I had.
Oh yeah, they're really terrible. I kind of like said it's always been fun. The new, but like everything else, the older films, like just fun films, like good popcorn fun, they would say.
Yeah. All right, my first one, and again, there's some of these that are on here are games I've never played before, but like. I love the movies, or I enjoyed the movies pretty much. And this is one that I never got a chance to play the game, but it came out in 2022, was Uncharted.
Oh.
Like, okay. I never got a chance to play that. When that first came out, I didn't have access to video game console for a while. So there was a few years I was not connected to video games. But you got Tom Holland. This is like, I think, his first one post Spider-Man.
Yeah, I think it was one after. I think he was trying to like start another franchise, like because the word is like, you know, he's only going to be Spidey. He's going to be typecast. And I think that's why they chose him. And plus, he's younger.
Yeah.
I played those games, too. And then like the only thing I didn't like about that film is I didn't like Nathan Drake being so young. I think that's what kind of threw me off through the whole film. Because in the game, he's a little older. He's almost like a young Indiana Jones's age.
Well,
I mean, that's what.
Did they ever state his age, really? I mean, because he is older.
It's kind of implied. I thought he was like early 40s.
Oh, okay.
So it's implied somewhere. So I just like, but I'd never seen him as a younger guy. Like, it just kind of threw me off. I was like, But the film is kind of cool. Like, they had some cool stuff in it. Like, I like the what was it? They had like a scene where like three helicopters are carrying a pirate ship. That was kind of cool.
Yeah, that whole scene.
They had
moments
in that film that were like really, really cool, and I like the aspect of it. It's just like Tom being in that lead role and then Mark Wahlberg being like an older. It's just the casting was to me kind of threw me off. I get you want to do your own thing, but still, like, it was kind of too drastic to making them like way younger. Didn't like it at all.
Yeah. But, again, I think with the fact of me not having that exposure to the video game when I sat down and watched it, I had no baggage. I had no patience whatsoever. I just was.
This film, which is based on this game. Because I've seen like the first two films. Like the first film that came out was really good. Second one was kind of That's Silent Hill. Like, they're creepy as hell. I remember. You know, play a game. So started playing it. Like I think it had to be eight years old. So we started playing because I would get off work late. So we played at midnight. So and like I would have like my little surround sound in my room. It's playing and I'm watching this and we're just freaking. We're just every little noise. And we hadn't even gotten to any of the schools or anything yet. But the films like were based on this game were really good on it. Like the first film was kind of like true to the first game. The second one, I thought it like kind of went off with like a little bit of the rails, but they had so much potential. I just wish they would remake it like nowadays, especially like you get like a really good director, like a James Wan to do it. I just would like, I'd love it. Like James Wan, Silent Hill.
Or get A23 to get attached to it.
A23, get Del Toro to do it. Yeah. Have you seen that Frankenstein trailer?
Oh, yeah.
Oh man, but like, get me something like that. That's what I want to remake of this game. That was a movie, and I'm not sure if you played it, but like, it's still freaks me out to this day.
I used to play something on the. You remember it was the. It was called a Saturn.
And
I don't know if it was Silent Hill. It was, my roommate had it, and like, I would play it, and it was. in that vein, like you started on an island and then you had to kind of walk your way through this maze and all you heard, there was no music. It was just like you heard this weird like duck quacking in the background and then you come around the corner and there's ducks, but then all of a sudden you start seeing like sort of zombified ducks and then that leads you into the house. And like so when I like equate anybody mentions Silent Hill, I automatically go to that game and I cannot remember for the life of me what that game was. But yeah,
I love that genre.
Like, who was it? The Alien. They did an Alien video game. The same thing. No music, just the sound of the ship, the steam going off, the sound of an alien walking. Yeah, and there's no music. And I absolutely like that shit will just freak you out in the middle of the night if you're playing it.
Oh my God, the Atari Jaguar. My brother bought like the Alien versus Predator game for like the Atari Jaguar. I'm not sure if you ever played it.
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
And we played as the Marine in that game. And you were going against the Predator and the Alien. The only thing, and you have that tracker, and it goes beep, beep, beep. When it gets closer, I was like, shit. And you're like, oh no.
It was on Star Wars, Stormtrooper with the Ewoks night, and you're just like attacking you. Well, I would play it online, just like crunched up against the wall and start killing Ewoks.
I saw this video somewhere. It was like a.
That's based off of, I think it's of that. And basically, yeah, that's really.
I think it had like a whole walkthrough. It had like barely any sound, lights, the doors opening. So
yeah, that book, if anybody gets it, it's a pretty Legends book. I was like, man, like if Disney's got the balls under their umbrella, like
you could. I mean, yeah.
So with our category this month, video game movies. Well, it is a video game movie. It is a
video game. Okay.
I mean, in a video game, so you can't. But if you've ever read the book from the first book, but if anybody is fanatic, you because it references video games, characters from almost every video game, like just in the first of the intro of the world.
Well, you see the DeLorean thing.
You see Sonic. That one scene where he comes to this like massive room, but he's walking around. It's literally a character found in there, and he makes references to everything else. So. And again, like I said, if you're a pop culture fan and video game fan, that movie has got to be on your list.
That movie delighted me. I love that movie. It's just delightful.
The soundtrack, we always talk about how great soundtracks are. That had an epic soundtrack.
They have a version of World of My Eyes that played as one of the trailers. I think one of the first two trailers when it came out. And I immediately had to find that mix. And it was only available on that soundtrack. So that's where I got it from. But yeah, dude, what a great movie. Like, you know, us being like those nostalgia heads that we are, that had everything in it. It just, and it was done so well. It wasn't done like over the top. You didn't see Optimus Prime show up and then he was like there for the whole movie. Everybody was in there like the right amount of time.
Yeah, I don't think they're anything like even like for the main characters. The main characters had certain things, but those were only in there. Like the Akira bike, that was only in there for just the first race. The Iron Giant. Only in there for the last battle. You know, it's like what little things were there were, like you said, in there sparingly. So everything was an Easter egg, really. I mean, that movie literally was just nothing but Easter eggs. I think I went back and saw it three times in the theaters because I'm missing shit. there's things I'm missing.
I've seen it three times and I still miss shit. So it's.
Oh, I've seen it more times. I'm just saying, like, I went to the theater, saw it three times. I probably at home, I've probably seen it five or six.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because I've seen it twice in the theaters, and then, like, at home, probably six times.
And if you're, like I was saying, man, if you want to check that book out, it is really fun. Like, the fun of the movie, the nostalgia that's captured there's a lot more of that in the book that really, like, just, like, catches you because it was one of those ones where I watched the movie, then I went to go check out the book, and I was like, man, they nailed it with the movie, but there's so much they could have done and like extra things they probably could have done.
Yeah, I keep hearing that like the sequel is coming, but like you know, like you said, the second book was a major letdown.
The whole point was to get into defeat the big corporation. Well, afterwards, they are the corporation, so it's like kind of like. What you can't fight the man when you are the man. So it kind of
fighting?
I couldn't even finish it.
Like, higher corporation.
Yeah, I that book ended up in my DNF where I did not finish pile. Yeah.
How many books have you never finished that you started?
Got a few. I mean, when I went through, like, whenever you go through a dry spell, like, nothing's catching you. So, like, I'll throw some. I usually will try to revisit if, like, if it falls in there. If I'll always try to go back and, like, okay, maybe I just wasn't in the headspace for that book. Something was going on. I always give it a second and third chance. Especially if it's something like that I know, like, people are raving about. Brandon Sanderson, he's a big author. Like, he's got this massive series of books, and I just cannot get into the fucking first book. I'll audiobook it. I'll read it. It's a thick fucking book to begin with, and just it's a little dry.
Well, let's hope you don't do that again.
Yeah. Well,
I guess I go.
Yep.
my next one is actually, these films are only kind of, most of these video game movies that I want to choose have been fairly recent, because a lot of the video game movies of the past were really done. Let me just get on point right. Mine is going to be Gran Turismo, and I can play that game tons of times. Anyway, and it is that in the game is so good. Call of Duty tournaments. He's like, he owns this. And he's like, dude, I want you to come in because I think, you know, you're so good at the game that you could race their car in real life. And you have Hopper from Stranger Things in there. He's like, teaches him how to drive. And it's like he goes through his progression from being like a video game guy where he was so good to being like the real life driver of the car and winning, like, you know, just like tournaments and shit, which I was like, damn, this is a really good movie.
So basically they last Starfighter'd him.
Yeah. That's
so Gran Turismo is just the last Starfighter.
Literally. So it's the last Starfighter, but basically with racing cars. Yes.
Nice. Okay. Yeah, see, I was like you and your brother, man. I loved that game. I'm a horrible, like, when it comes to video games, like anything I gotta drive, I'm gonna wreck it. I cannot, for the life of me, I cannot do driving video games. I love them to death. The only one I really dug, and they've come out with a couple of them, was there's a couple of Demolition Derby ones, and I'm like, the whole point is to run into shit. You can be a crappy driver and still do good in this game. So those I actually like enjoyed.
Yeah, but I was always a lousy driver, man. But I always dug the I always like watched my brother. He play it because he was so good. Like, shit, if I wish I could get him on here, because like he just murdered Gran Turismo all the freaking time. I think he bought like the first like two versions of them too on the was that PlayStation?
I think so. Yeah. Yeah. I think back then I was a PlayStation guy. So yeah, those were. I think maybe they came out in both, but I know for me, I was on PlayStation for those. But yeah, I played with a bunch of friends online, and yeah, they just like just always fucking killed me. I'm like, screw you guys.
Yeah, because I was like, I could never. How can you do that? Like you to drift like that. I'd always crash. Not my cup of tea, fella.
Alrighty, so my next one kind of goes in the same vein as yours, because like the game, there's not a big story to it. Like with Gran Turismo, there's no storyline. No. There's like, you know, the other ones, there's a story to follow, a journey for our hero. Same thing with this one. There's just no journey. It's just mass destruction and it's rampage.
That was a fun movie.
It was the best popcorn movie. I mean, again, it's The Rock. He makes nothing but popcorn movies. All right. And it just the humor, the fun of it. And yet, like some of the, like, I remember when they were like advertised it, they talked about like Joe Manganiello. He was in it, and like he was in it for like 5 minutes, you know.
Yeah.
And then of course, we got our boy Jeffrey Dean Morgan. He's in there, and he just plays Jeffrey Dean in everything he's in. I'm sorry,
yeah, he does, man. But it's okay, it's fine. You can be Negan everywhere you go. It's fine. He's just playing Negan now.
But yeah, no, it was so much. It's just like I said, it's just a fun movie of The Rock and his ape that he studies, you know, he's a muscle bound, anthropologist or whatever. And he's like,
that's believable. The Rock is an anthropologist. Sure. Yeah. Okay. Who happens to be like just freaking ripped and huge.
Yeah. Just a story of the monkey. And of course the monkey, it does sign language, and the monkey's a pervert, which I absolutely, that was like some of the best comic relief ever. Was him.
Him and The Rock interacting. Yeah, that was fun. And when you think about it, they based this off the video game that we played.
Yeah.
Which was kind of mindless. Like, there was nothing.
No, that's why, that's why I said it. Yeah. That's why I was, it's like Gran Turismo. There's no story. It was just mass destruction.
Gran Turismo didn't really have a story, but I guess making money was your story. I guess being number one, sort of. If you want to, like, bend it there. But, like, yeah, just some dumb game. And they somehow made a decent movie out of it, which, like you said, was fun. Like, I can't really say anything bad about it. You know, like you said, Jeffrey Dean. I think the chick from Watchmen was in there. I think she's a woman or something.
Yeah, they were, you know, like, yeah, just like I said, it's just down from space and sizes. And, you know, like I said, just some of the characters are in there that you're like, oh, yeah, they're in there. And they fucking die so fast. You're like, what the fuck?
Canisters from space. I haven't heard that before.
So what do you got next, man?
I got a movie, again, that's fairly recent, based off a popular video game, because I remember going to Valencia Community College here in good old Florida, and I would play this game nonstop in my breaks in between classes. And that's Mortal Kombat. But I'm not talking about the original 90s Mortal Kombat. I'm talking about the one that came out in 2021, which could have been the perfect Mortal Kombat movie. It was just missing one thing. That stupid character, Cade. He ruined the whole movie. He was like a Black Panther wannabe. He was related to Scorpion somehow. And then, like, what? So, everything else in that movie is really good except him. Take him out of the movie, it's even better. The stuff with Scorpion and Sub-Zero, awesome. How you have, like, the reveal of Outworld and the other characters and, like, foreboding the Emperor and things to come, awesome. But, like, he just ruined the movie so much. It just, like, if he wasn't in it, it would have been badass. And I think, you know, a lot of people would agree if they've watched that movie.
Yeah, no, it was a good movie. It's... Because of that, I lean more towards the first one, the 90s one, because it was a little bit better storyline. I mean, not saying like the casting wasn't that great back then, you know, a French actor playing a Japanese god. It just,
you know, Mortal Kombat, not known for their casting, except for this latest one. Yeah. Actually, they kind of. Right with this one.
Yeah, no, so. this one. But yeah, no, I definitely see that. I cannot wait. I know they're working on a sequel right now.
And coming out this year?
Yeah, I cannot wait to see what level they go and where they take this.
Dude, Carl Urban is Johnny Cage. I can't wait. Just that alone. I'm like, what? Butcher's going to be Johnny Cage? I got to see. He better be Johnny. I think he's going to kill it.
Yeah, I think the only thing that probably would have made the first movie, like the 90s one in there to play. Maybe. Yeah. No. Johnny. That's what, literally Johnny Cage is based off of Jean-Claude. Yeah, when you even look at the video game, it's Jean-Claude.
Yeah,
the only reason he didn't do it, he was already signed on to do that shitty fucking Street Fighter. Yeah. Ugh. And he's like, I can't do it. I was like, but this one's made for you. Like, quite literally made for you.
And Guile was not made for you. Although that Street Fighter movie, you know, Raul Julia, love you. Like, rest in peace. He made that movie. He made that movie. That movie is awful.
Yeah.
But everything in him with it
is
awesome.
wasn't that his last movie?
Yeah, yeah. He passed away shortly.
Yeah,
like
that's what I thought. Yeah.
He had stomach cancer while he's filming that. And if you watch the film, you can see like him slowly getting like thinner in some scenes and others. But you know, still like you could like he gave it his all. So and that's the one thing I always remember that movie, like, oh, Street Fighter sucks. Yes. But everything Raul Julia as Bison is gold.
Yeah.
Just watch it for that.
Exactly.
What you got there, sir?
Mine is a game I played religiously. In fact, I've gotten girlfriends to join in and play because they would watch me and they're like, this looks like fucking fun. But the movie is Warcraft. And anybody's familiar with World of Warcraft, you'll... So yeah, I played World of Warcraft, WoW, whatever you want to call it. Like, that was my jam. I played that all the time. And when this movie was coming out, I was ecstatic. I was like, oh my God, I can't wait. But again, things get lost in translation. Our friend Cindy, her and I both were, she's a World of Warcraft person as well. Unfortunately, every time we meet up, we don't do much when we're on the game. But the movie was close. I mean, there's so much world building in World of Warcraft that what they tried to do, they focused on a couple of the clans and just went that route, which for those, I mean, there's so many clans that are in there and so many different races and some people are, you know, dark elves and some people are orcs. And like, if they don't, have a story that like centralizes around a dark elf character, eh, I don't care about the movie as much. And that kind of, where it landed for me is like, the creatures they chose to focus on, I wasn't a fan of in the game, but it's still a great game, a great movie.
But what it was okay. I think this is one of those movies that should have been a series.
Yes.
Like, cause like with WoW, it is so, like you said, it is so vast and the characters are so vast. You would need like a season by season to focus on like a group of them and then like build up to something else. Cause like, that's how much world building there is in WoW. Trust me, I've lost a couple hours and relationships.
Hours.
So, WoW. So I know how addicting it can be, especially, I mean, before when you're younger, you can go out there and you, obviously nowadays it's different, but you know, you would go to somebody's house and you would play for like literally almost 2 days. You know, it just, it literally was that.
And we used to do LAN games, like where we'd bring a computer over and we'd set up a LAN network and just go. I mean, was it mid-90s? Late 90s, I was a student at a tech college, and some Saturdays they'd let us go in on Saturdays, and we'd bring in our computers and we'd, you know, set up a LAN and we'd play Doom or play StarCraft or play WoW, you know, and just like play against each other. So yeah, the LAN parties were where it was at.
They were always so fun.
Well, yeah, because you got everybody together. I mean, nothing to take away with what we're doing now. I mean, the streaming, doing like live streaming nowadays is so much fun because you get to meet other people, you get to see other people's skill levels and things like that. But as a like sitting down with your friends, it's okay when you're like online and you're playing with your friends. But if you know that we're all in the same city, why don't we all get together, hook up our computers, and we're all in the same rooms, trash talking.
It's kind of like, yeah, some people can't be there, transportation issues and whatnot, but like you have this medium right here. And it's just like, it's almost like you're there, but you're not there. So that's what I've always like kind of communicated. So as long as you communicate.
So what you got next?
I guess I got these nice movies have been fun. Sorry, I almost sneezed. In between like my video game periods, I had like some certain skills I liked or certain like genres, action, horror. So I always like that. Like I like murder, death, and shit. Like getting their ass kicked, and role-playing games. So those are my games. But in between that period, I started playing this other game before one level to another, and that's Sonic. I love that. I can't put any of them like what, like 1, 2, or 3, which is better. I like the third one. If you played any of the games, I mean, basically Sonic the Hedgehog collecting the golden rings, but like they made something out of it. In these three films, like they build that world, like later as it goes on to different platforms, the Sonic story gets like thicker and longer and has like more characters. They introduce them in this film. I think the Knuckles had a series also. And like we've always said, fun popcorn movie as well. And just very like charming too, because Sonic could be a goofy character to do live. And they found a way with James Marsden, by the way, Mr. Cyclops, to make these movies kind of like, okay, it's kind of relatable. Like he is an alien out of time now. Now he's trying to form a new family from another family that he lost, and like all these different characters coming in. It just, they made those games even better to me on these films.
Definitely. No, they were basically your fast Mario Brothers is how I like used to equate. Like,
yeah.
Sonic.
Yeah. True. I cannot ignore or deny that, but still like they're just fun little movies. I watched the third one with Keanu Reeves, where he voices Shadow. And that was really cool. One of the moments in the film, they intro like a song from the game in the movie, and Hans Zimmer like remixed it. And it's like a little snippet of it. I was like, oh, like these guys are fans. And they found a way to throw those little Easter eggs in the film that I noticed, you know, another couple, you know, Sonic fans would notice too. But like I said, very fun films. Very fun.
I think I only watched the first one. And again, it was fun. I didn't see a reason to continue. My next one is, and you're going to laugh at this one, but Detective Pokemon.
Really?
Yes.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. it's such a fun movie. The humor in it is great. Ryan Reynolds is in it. The one kid that was in the Dungeons and Dragons movie, Thieves Among Us, the wizard who couldn't do anything.
Oh, man, that's such a good movie, too.
Justice Smith. Yeah, that's it. Justice Smith. He's in this. It's just fun. I was never a Pokemon fan. I kind of got into the Pokemon Go, like hunting those down with the phone app. My kids were sort of Pokemons, but again, I didn't really get into it. I started playing like different colored Pokemon video games that they had like for handheld. So that's why I know it's not a full blown video game, but it was on like Game Boy and Game Boy DS. You could play Pokemon. So I kind of like got to know them that way, not so much through the original way, like the animated series and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But whenever my son would get into some games, I would like pick it up just so I could kind of try to have a connection. You know what it's like with having a kid. You're like, I don't know you.
What do you mean, old man?
Yeah, so, and of course, whenever we would ever play, a video game I grew up on, I would destroy them in any game that they played. They would destroy me, so I had to, like, step up my video game.
Oh, boy. That is so true, because my daughter, she plays Grand Theft Auto, the last one, and I had played up to, like, level 55. I was like, and I stopped playing. I was like, nah, I ain't gonna do this no more. She's like, can I play it? I go ahead. Dude, she's like on level 230 or some weird stuff. She has like all these cars and like unlock all these things. Like, good Lord, I didn't even do that. I was like, God damn, how long have you been playing this? And she would play it all the freaking time. Oh, yeah. It was that and what was it, the other one she does? The Sims.
Yeah,
she loves the Sims.
Yeah, I know. Every time you and I talk,
Grand Theft Auto.
Whenever she's around you, what's she doing? She's out there playing Sims.
Sims, that's all she does. And I'm like, how do you do this? Like, making these worlds, and like, she would be up for like 11 hours doing this. Like,
I don't know. Sims in like, what was it? The city building one. God, I'm trying to remember the name of it. Those I love. Those, where you maintain a bit, I think that was the original Sims, but I think somebody else came out with another one that was really better than the original Sims, which this original Sims was just build a city and. Then it got really like drilled down. I'm surprised they haven't tried to do a Sims movie. I mean, that would just literally make it like just drama queens all over the place.
Depends which way you want to go with it. I mean, you could make it like that. I would go weird. I would do like a Wes Anderson type thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
no, that's how you would have to do it.
Like
yeah.
Off, like a period piece, dude. That'd be wild. Yeah. I would watch that.
But my choice definitely was Detective Pokemon. Actually, I sat down and watched it just like because I just needed something in the background. And I was like, yeah, let me check this out. And I whatever I was doing, I went to the side and I just sat down and watched it. I was like, oh, this is actually fun. Didn't expect this. So, but yeah, they're actually working on a sequel for that. And it's funny you mention it. This movie held on to... like the highest grossing video game movie of all times until Super Mario Brothers came out. That one, like, I think it came out like a year or two later. That knocked it down. But yeah, it was like there for a long time. It was like there was nothing.
That movie's so good, too. Love Mario Brothers.
So what you got?
Next one I got is a series of movies that probably nobody really watched, but I love the game. So much that I never understood the hate to these films because I was like, they're good for what they are, for what the franchise is, and that's Hitman. And I'm talking about both of them.
I love
both
those.
Both of the Agent 47 films, because I think they had like Timothy Oliphant was in the first film, and they got somebody else to replace him. The second film was Agent 47, and I thought they were both good. Like I never understood the hate to these films. Like if you played the game Hitman, they actually made the movie version better than the game.
Yeah.
It's trumped everything. I never understood the hate to these films, but I've always loved them. I think they should do a Hitman series. Like, that's probably the way to go now. Like
that would be, that would be good. Probably like go animated because then that way you can get away with a little bit more. Especially now with John Wick being like the top thing right now when it comes to action. Mm-hmm. I mean that re-Wick.
It was a pre-Wick style movie. Like all the things they were doing, they had some of the elements of Gunkata in there. Mm-hmm. Like, just, like, very small, but they're in there. Like, you see a lot of Wiki in there. I think they're doing a John Wick video game. If they based it off Hitman, like...
They better make that one an open world.
Oh,
That one better be an open world.
Oh, it's got to be violent, dude. Oh. Yeah. Keep me alive for PlayStation 6, you know, so I can get that game whenever it comes out. But always fun movies, and I never understood hate to them. Just
I remember seeing the first one. I never saw the second one. I think it was like one of those times, and I just wasn't like paying attention to movies coming out. And but yeah, it's the first one was fun. I mean, again, it was the video game. I don't know what people were expecting. I just don't, you know, I don't know what they were like looking for, more of a deeper character, because like, he's not deep at all. Like,
47 is not deep. No. Like, Wick has more personality than 47. It's like there's not much to tell. Yeah. Like, that's why the character was written the way he was. Like, he's not like, hey, I'm Agent 47.
He's deadpan. I'm just like monotoned and, but yeah, especially how big that video game world is, they could go so many places.
Oh, it's endless. What you got there, sir?
Well, you were kind of iffy on my Ready Player One, so I think you're going to be iffy on this.
Mm.
And this is a series. Tron. Okay. Tron is a video game movie. It takes place primarily in a video game world.
Pass. You're right.
Judges can suck it. But yeah, I mean, Tron broke it. I mean, Tron 1982 was the first video game movie that was based off of a video game. One that was people knew because Civaders, nothing that you could really, in the video game world, you never had anything big enough to build a world. But what they did with this was they went in and created one, which, you know, and you and I both are huge Tron fans.
Mm.
And we are both looking forward to the third one.
I cannot wait. Tron Ares, dude. Takes place on Earth. Nine Inch Nails doing the soundtrack. Oh, I don't care if people say it sucks.
Yeah.
They've been blessed with great soundtracks. But yeah, that whole, like, the first time I saw Tron was, I think it was 81 or 82. I saw it with my brother in the theater. And like those special effects, yes, they are dated as hell now.
Oh yeah.
But when they first came out, I thought that was the coolest shit in the world.
That's something I really think that they, like, I know they have the ability to clean things up. That would be one that I think would be really, go with it.
Man, if they were to do it in like the style of like the newer Tron films, like that vein.
Yeah.
I think it would improve, like, you know, the second film, because, you know, the second film is kind of divisive. I like it.
Yeah,
some people hate
it, but, yeah, you know, I had no issues with it. I thought it was a good place to pick up. I mean, the de-aging was fine at the time. I mean, I know we've gotten a lot better with the de-aging in we're doing like whole movies with actors who are de-aged. I mean, you think back, what was it?
Michael Douglas.
But he was in there for just a little bit de-aged. But no, like if you look at like Captain
Marvel. Sam Jackson.
Yeah, I mean, right? he was de-aged through most of that. I mean, that was a bulk of the movie where he was involved. It wasn't him. I mean, it was him, but it was a de-aged him. Yeah, but the de-aging of Jeff did not look all that good.
I don't know. It was something with the nose that was always off for me. I was like, what? I get what they're going. Like I said, they improved upon it since then. Looks way better now. But like, that was the first point of that. But like, that first film, like I said, it's revolutionary for the effects that it had.
Yeah.
I think it might have won like special effects of the year. I'm not sure. But at the time, it was cool. And I had Bruce Boxleitner in there, which is, if you're big Babylon 5 guys, he is Tron, if none of you knew that. But yeah, fun film. The sequel's even better. Cannot wait to see Ares. I think it's in October.
Yeah, they got nominations for Best Costume Design and Best Sound at the 55th Academy Awards. However, they got disqualified from the Best Visual Effects because the time, people felt using a computer was cheating.
Oh.
Which tells you like how just the world has changed, because everybody's using them. But yeah, and you laughed about Pong, but the actual the creator of it actually was inspired because of watching a video game, Pong. So it was literally that the idea of Tron was based off of Pong, from Pong.
Yeah. Oh boy, the light cycles.
Oh, I fucking love that game.
Love that game.
Granted, I don't count that as this being video game movie because of the game, because the game came out afterwards, but
yeah. Like I said, it was allowed, and those films are fun, and you know, the series, like you mentioned, the series was even like probably even better mm-hmm. than some of the films that came out. They were added story to like I think it's Tron. He's training like a newer Tron. It's almost like Batman Beyondish in a way.
Yeah.
But even that was fun. So.
All right, man. So that is our lists. I do have a few more. You and I always get extras, and most of mine mm-hmm. kind of go with with what you would consider cheating. I did lean more into movies with video games or that were based into video games. So I didn't. I had Free Guy, which I think would.
I had Free Guy on one of my lists, but then I took him off. I was I'll tell you what movie I did have is Assassin's Creed, and I was going to mention it with here's why. But hold on. That's why I didn't put it out there, because I thought it would, like, my take would have been a little bit too weird. But basically, what it was going to be was like, if you take everything in the current living situation in that movie away and just film everything in the past, it's a great movie.
Well, yeah, that's basically, I think even the video game franchise of Assassin's Creed has learned that they don't spend any more time in the future.
Yeah.
They primarily are just in the past. They don't, the last two, I've never seen them go back. I think there's a few, like, I think in Valhalla, I think there's a couple of, like you have to look for a couple of, like, you'll see like glitches in the system mm-hmm. and you have to go find them, but then you kind of jump back, but it's like so short, and then you go back to the game, like literally 3% of the game is in the future. And then I think the last one, the last two that came out, they're, I haven't played the samurai one yet, but the one before that, Mirage, that has nothing. It's just, you're just an assassin.
Get it this week, so.
Just go full future and just reference the past and have a few flashbacks. You can't really do a 50-50. You got to go one or the other. I think the story in the future from the original games,
it is
good, but you can't, going back and forth kind of gets a little whiplashy.
Yeah, that's why I didn't even like it in the game when I played it. It's like, oh, we're in the future now we're back in the past.
When you went to the future, like, it almost put brakes on the game. I'm like, oh, okay, now I got to walk around this office and like I want to stab that guy and I don't have my blade.
Like, what? Strange. But yeah, the ones that have come out recently, Valhalla, and now you got the Shogun one, and even if I ever get to finish playing the one in, you know, Athens in Greece, which I haven't played since I lost my horse. So
how'd you lose your horse? You just go get another horse.
I know, I lost my horse too.
Let's continue with the video. We had two moves a little bit more later.